Research Update by Andrew Arend, NLIHC. The Gap. NLIHC published its annual report, The Gap, on March 16th. The report finds that the lowest income renters in the U.S. face a shortage of 7.3 million affordable and available rental homes. The shortage increased by more than 500,000 rental homes from 2019 to 2021, as the number of renters with extremely low incomes increased, while the supply of housing affordable to them declined during the pandemic. Only 33 affordable and available homes exist for every 100 renter households with extremely low incomes. This shortage impacts every state and the District of Columbia, resulting in widespread housing cost burdens for renters with the lowest incomes. 73% of extremely low-income renter households are severely housing cost burdened, spending more than half of their limited incomes on housing. These renters account for more than 70% of severely housing cost burdened renters in the U.S. While the report addresses the need for local zoning and land use reform, these efforts on their own are not enough to address the nation's housing affordability challenges. The report emphasizes that significant federal investments are also needed to assist the lowest income renters. Specifically, the report argues that Congress must make deeply targeted, sustained investments to preserve and expand the affordable housing stock, increase housing choice vouchers, and create a national housing stabilization fund for renters who experience an unexpected short-term financial shock. Federal protections are also needed to protect tenants from predatory landlords and ensure housing stability. Visit www.nlihc.org/gap to learn more and find data for your community.